It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Well, if you can't stand the rain, we've got good news for you. This is the absolute driest time of the year in the Northwest. That doesn't mean it won't rain, but it is much less likely. And it sure is bright and sunny out there right now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the wildfire situation around here as well, given how dry it is. But first, let's get the latest on the forecast, Cliff. And it looks like there is a chance of rain tomorrow morning, but that's about it.
That's right, Bellamy. Ironically, this is the driest time of the year, but we will get a little bit of rain Saturday morning. Today's going to be a very nice day. Highs in the mid-80s, sunny skies. It'll be very, very nice. But a weak front will come in Saturday morning, sometime around 3 to 5 o'clock in the morning. The rain will sweep in from the coast. We'll get a few sprinkles here, maybe a convergence zone north of Seattle that'll give a little heavier rain. And rain will hold on maybe to the middle afternoon on the western slopes of the Cascades, where they'll get maybe a tenth of an inch of rain. So that'll be through sometime later on Saturday. Sunday and Monday should be really nice. By the way, temperatures will drop into the lower 70s on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, and maybe even lower 80s as we get into Monday and Tuesday. Then later in the week, another front may come in on Thursday and we'll get a little bit more rain. So the day that you really should bet on having dry conditions, the driest day of the year, is Monday, the 29th. That is climatologically the driest day of the year. We typically get 0.004ths of an inch of rain. That's pretty small. Most 29ths, we get no rain at all.
Yeah, lots of people will plan their outdoor events around this time of the year, weddings, that sort of thing. But if it does rain, it sounds like you're kind of a lucky person, right?
That's right. I mean, it only rains roughly 7% of the days for July 29th.
This also means, though, that fighting fire can be particularly challenging around this time of year. It is very dry out there, and we've got a couple of different kinds of fires roaring in the state right now.
That's right. This is the driest period for the forests and the grasses. We've had a very dry July, typically. July is the driest month of the year. And so the wildfire season tends to peak during August. Now, this year, we're seeing the fires starting to rev up. And the big initiator was the lightning that we had on Tuesday. There were over 3,000 lightning strikes over eastern Washington. Nothing over the western side of the Cascades or Puget Sound, but they had massive lightning Tuesday. And that started a number of fires. A lot of the fires began in grass. The grasses of eastern Washington are completely dry. And so when the lightning hit, some fires began. There's also a few fires on the slopes of the Cascades and the Okanagan. Right now, they're about 100 to 500 acres. They're not huge fires yet, but some fires were started by the lightning.
Yeah, and those grasses in eastern Washington, those are a real issue in terms of fires that start by lightning. It's so easy to catch those on fire.
That's right. I mean, a lot of the fires are grass fires. And one thing that maybe is not advertised enough is that we've had a massive invasion of what's called cheatgrass. Extremely flammable non-native grasses have spread all over eastern Washington, and they've pushed out the bunch grass, the native grasses that didn't burn as much. So we have this heavy load of grasses that burn, with any kind of initiation, either from humans or from lightning. And so a number of fires started that way. We also have some of the grasses on the slopes of the mountains, and that with the leftover slash and the dense load of trees. We've had a few fires now, like the left-hand fire that's on the slopes of the Cascades.
Yeah, I was talking to the public information officer on that one earlier, and he mentioned that the fire started at the bottom of the slope in those grasses, the fuels, the debris in the forest, and then it just goes right uphill. And then also, of course, wind is a big factor in terms of spreading those fires and the difficulty in containing them.
That's right. And wind is an issue on the eastern slopes of the Cascades going down into the Columbia Basin. Around here, the winds pick up typically sometime in the late afternoon and evening, and we get some very strong winds on the eastern slopes of the mountains. I mean, that's one of the reasons all the wind turbines are there. But those winds can help the fires rev up and push them very quickly downwind.
But it sounds like the weather is maybe going to get on the side of the firefighters pretty soon here.
That's right. Today's going to be a bad day. It's still warm, and there'll be some winds coming down off the Cascades tonight. But as we get into the weekend, the front will move through, the relative humidities will increase, and we expect the winds to really die down over the weekend. So I think there'll be an opportunity to knock these fires down during the next few days.
All right. Thank you so much, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.